Sans Pants Radio. If that alarm's going off, the submarine is sinking. Before we begin, this episode is sponsored by HelloFresh, a food delivery service which provides you with fresh, delicious ingredients straight to your door. If you go to the website HelloFresh.com and you enter the code SPR, you get $35 off your first week's delivery, which is great. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
Today's business is rides.
Well, so public transport.
Yeah.
When it's packed.
I know of it, yeah.
When it's packed, you're like, fuck, someone's going to sit next to me. Yeah. Someone's going to sit next to me.
You don't want it.
And it's never a good... You're never sitting next to someone you want to sit next to.
No,
They always smell. Yeah.
The one reason someone would not sit next to you is if there is already someone there.
Absolutely.
But if there's not, this is a solution.
So, okay.
A bus corpse or...
What?
What's a better... What word did I describe it?
Dummy.
Before? Oh, yeah, bus dummy.
Why are you going corpse?
Killer man.
The whole bus will get off at the next stop.
Nobody's saying on a bus if there's a corpse next to you.
But
I'll catch the next bus.
A dummy. A dummy.
Okay, a dummy, yeah.
Bus corpse is... It's a good name.
If bus corpse is good.
Yeah.
Bus corpse also sounds like a corpse, like bus corpse, I'll go.
It's not a corpse. It's just a...
It was never alive.
Is the dummy a bit pale?
Okay, so...
You see the bus are starting to get packed. You bring out your little, wrapped up blow-up thing.
So he's inflatable.
Yeah, you blow him up, sit him next to you, put a hat on him. No
one's
going to sit
next to you. Very portable.
You don't want to carry out like a mannequin walking around.
Yes, but my next question is, and my first issue, I suppose, is that you're like, it's portable, that's good, but it doesn't look like a person. Yeah.
No, it does.
No, but nothing we inflate looks like a person.
No, because it's not just a guy sitting there, it's someone sleeping on you.
Oh, okay.
My question is, how quickly can you blow him up? How fast?
And everyone on the bus knows you're blowing up. Everybody already. Now you have to get on the bus fucking early. Even the bus driver's going to be like, what the damn?
No, you have a machine.
Oh, you have a machine.
So you're like,
the machine makes
sit down real casually, click. Nothing's happening here.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about, on a plane, it's hard. On a long haul flight, you want to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? When people are getting
on
the plane.
You have to buy a separate ticket.
But I'm thinking
buses and trains.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Yep. But I feel like because it's not going to look, it has to be a mannequin. Because it's not going to look like a person, it's going to be doubly rude. Because I think it's
going to look like a blubber. If you put it on the window side, no one's even going to look at it.
Yeah, that's true.
A blanket over it.
Yeah, sleeping.
I'm assuming like a big long coat that you wrap around the front so that when it's lying against the window,
It looks like it's asleep. And you just go, shh, sleeping.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the inflating it on the bus issue?
I'm going to say you do it beforehand. It's like a precaution thing. You do it knowing that the bus is going to get... So let's say you go into the city.
Yep.
You're like... I'm up this end. There's not many people, but once I'm there, it's going to be packed.
Yeah, okay.
So you do it
on the first stop.
When there's like three or four people, they're probably going to be off before,
nobody's even going to notice. Or if they do, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Tell you what's funny about it, though.
What?
Like if you're in a packed train and you've got one and some poor old woman and you're like, I have to. You're going to be like, yeah, this isn't a guy. This is
such. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm terrible.
Sorry, man.
Please, just sit have a down. Sleep.
It's a packed bus, so everyone's going to be like, you prick.
You've got one of them.
You brought an inflatable friend onto the bus.
So you didn't have to sit with the public.
I guess
it is
also,
public transport.
Yeah.
I'm like, it is, I feel like. It is a rude. It's an incredibly rude thing to do to you,
but it's for the people that just are like,
can't
sit next to anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Germaphobes.
Yeah.
What about? So we've talked about. Inflating.
Oh, there's a market for it. Don't worry.
Yeah, people would buy it. Assholes. What about deflating?
Oh, you deflate it and you go to work.
You've been on your bus.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I won't sit next to that guy. Yeah, so I fell asleep next to him. You arrive at your destination. You're like,
you pick up your bus dummy, drag him off, and you'll never see those people again.
You're like, right. Oh, you drag him off like he's drunk.
Can you imagine the abuse you're getting in if you're sitting in one of the back seats as you're walking down with your dummy?
You piece buddy of shit, brought a bus corpse.
Or this bus. You sneakily tell the guy standing up next to you, be like, hey, look, I'm getting off. Actually, this is a dummy, but do you want a seat, mate?
A seat, mate.
Swap you your secrecy for a seat.
A bit of a bus bargain that you can strike. Hey, fella, how you doing? I guess it's complicated.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a better way to do it than bringing something small and inflatable.
Yeah, inflatable, I don't like.
You're dragging a mannequin on? Or
no, I don't know. Is there some sort of... Fold out.
Yeah, I was imagining something that folds.
Something made of wood. You know how you
can fold
them. Like some IKEA.
But it needs to be easier to carry.
Well, what I'm imagining, right, is because you know we were talking about you have it next to you up against the window. Mm. So what if it's like a jacket and the jacket has a pocket that you can pull it out and kind of like you can turn the pocket inside out and inside it's got like a... doesn't have to look like a person, but just something you can cover in a, you know what I mean?
So like, what do you mean? It's the shape of a person.
Yeah, or it's just like, it's like cushion, or it's like something that folds up easily in your pocket and you can unfold it.
Oh, okay.
And then you put a coat on it and a hat on it, and it's just up against the window.
I'm imagining that you buy them at IKEA.
Yeah.
You know, because they have lots of good ways of folding things. It's knick-knacky, you know?
Economically folded.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's a kid.
Oh, a child.
Oh, my kid's just sleeping.
Of course. You know, that's opened up a whole other market.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you don't want to be rowdy around someone with a kid. Imagine you're on the plane.
And then
child sleep.
Time to leave, pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
put him in the blanket and walk off.
That's great. Because you can put him next to you on the bus. Yeah. And you like, wrap him up and you're like, look, he's comfortable here. I don't want to wake him up.
And let him down. Like, just let him down when you're at home or back at the office.
Deflate the baby.
Put him back in your office drawer.
Office. Chuck him in.
Next time you want to ride the bus.
With the baby under their arm. Yeah, no, all right. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, and your baby. Mate could say, Jack, I've got to take the bus up there. Can I borrow you?
You inflate a baby, you bus corpse. Yeah, it's yours, man. You've got nuts. And a baby's good because it doesn't matter that it's inflated. It could have, like, not even a face, just like a...
It's
covered in blankets. Yeah, exactly. It's cold. Trains are always cold.
Could you use this inflatable baby for other purposes? Like, at, like, say, Disney World, do you get in places early if you have a baby?
No. Because you're not going to take a baby on a roller coaster.
I've got a market.
Yeah.
You know, when you're at a party and you don't know anyone.
Whose episode this is, but go ahead.
You've sparked our imaginations, right? Be proud.
Say you're at a party, you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
And it's always awkward because you're standing around, you've got no one to talk to.
Yeah.
You'll blow up a friend. You've got someone you're socializing with.
So you're saying you'd play a friend at a party
and talk to us. I thought you'd be like,
looks like you're talking.
Party's getting too, come on. Oh, I just want to step outside. Gonna go, you know.
Yeah, like as a way of getting, I was gonna be like as a way of getting out of a party.
Out of the party.
But then people are gonna be like, why are you bringing up the baby now?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to bring You don't want to bring the baby to be like, I'm going to have the baby at the start because then what if the party's awesome?
And also, you're going to know people that's like, you have a child? What?
That'll be the ad. Someone will be like, you have a baby? You're like, no, it's one of Ryder's inflator babies. And then they walk towards the camera and explain. Oh, the inflator baby.
Yeah.
Get out of awkward social situations by having a baby. But like on a plane, if you want everyone to shut up, you can inflate your baby and be like, excuse me.
And I don't think babies require a seat on
the
plane.
They don't. It doesn't matter because it's not real.
Yeah.
The only time where it's going to come in like a problem is if the steward or, you know, the air flight attendant comes around and they're like, excuse me, I don't have you as having a baby. And you've got to be like, shh, it's one of Ryder's inflator babies. I think an inflatable baby.
How are you going to go through customs? You've got to go through, tell them all.
It's an inflator baby.
This could be... You know, you're a single guy.
Yeah.
You're, you know, out at a restaurant somewhere, see a cute girl, walk over her, got your little baby. He's like, oh, is that a baby? Like, the wife's actually left me, you know.
Another dirty dog business happening here. Because there's no way you can start a committed relationship with someone and they're like,
I run so when they come first... round to your flat the next day or something because you've invited them around, where's the baby?
You've got to buy some toys. He's just always sleeping.
Imagine you keep up the lie. Like, how's your kid? I never see him as often with
his mother. School now.
Doing but well. You can do that. Like,
so can I be like, send in a letter to Ryder Corp and be like, hi, so I've met a lady and I want to keep up the ruse. Can you send me an inflatable toddler? Can I have an inflatable young adult?
Oh, he's always in his room.
Oh my god, never come.
You know what they're like on the internet. All
no. Just open the door, the inflatable dummy just sitting at the computer, arms stiff. Come out of your room, Cameron.
No, he hey, never does. Never listen to me.
Perfect. You've kept up. You have to have the lie your whole life. You're like in your deathbed and you're like looking around at your real family and there's just an inflatable man sitting on a chair. And Cameron Eilish. My estate. Like, inflatable guy in a big mansion you've left him.
Just like sitting in this huge dining room with nothing else around it.
The butler's putting down the food, opening it up, end of the meal, putting the food that hasn't been touched, taking it away. But I see, to avoid that, what you could do is be like, oh, it's my cousin's baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, no, that's
any,
right.
Any,
yeah. Yeah, people love looking after a kid, I'm a responsible fella.
And that's right. And to get the girl, you've just got to show how caring you are.
Yeah. Everyone loves someone with a baby.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Of course. You see, people just love babies.
Yeah.
See, anybody
this
you
one's
like.
Obviously too wrapped up in the
blanket. You can't really see it. You've just got the...
But you know it's there.
It's the essence of a baby.
You're inviting trouble, though, if you go over and you're like, look at this baby, and they're like, can I see it? Oh, I love babies. Let me give it a hold. And you're like, nah.
It's always sleeping babies, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
so
it's needs its sleep.
I like that the inflatable friend, like, it's grown evidently beyond just having someone. I mean, that's good, having somebody on the bus, but there are a million and one uses.
For inflatable friends,
For an inflatable friend. Yeah. I think a baby is your best.
What about if you're driving, you've had a few too many? Cops pull you over.
Jump in the passenger seat.
Excuse me, sir, can I have your license and registration? Excuse me, fella, I'm not going to ask again. Please get out of the... You'd be like, oh, I'll just come out with you. You place him up against it. Then he's in jail. You got to pay back.
If I was a cop, I'd let him go. I'd be like, look, this is just
too much for me. I don't know what you're doing tonight, fella, with this inflatable guy. But... Imagine this, you want to get use the carpool lane, which is, I don't think it's a thing here in Australia, but in America, it's like there's a lane for carpooling. Fill it with inflatable friends.
Carpooling.
Get to work quicker.
Carpooling, you got like lots of people in the one
in the car.
Car.
Oh, like for funerals and weddings.
Yeah, you
allowed
a special lane so you can be quick. So you just put heaps of inflatable friends in.
We need that. That's genius.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Although I don't know how they're regulated at all.
Well, I suppose.
They don't.
Just looks and just.
It's the same with speeding. Like.
Yeah, but how are you going to know they're carpooling and not just all in the car together?
Well, what? Just going for a drive with the full car?
Yeah, but at 7:30 in the morning on the freeway, why are they out joyriding on the packed freeway all together? That's not a fun time. Obviously, they're going to work.
So, okay, so you get a bunch of inflatable friends in suits, put them in the back of the car and drive to work.
Yeah, and you use the carpooling lane.
Exactly. You
deflate disabled
them.
Spot.
Disabled spot. Inflatable disabled friend with an inflatable wheelchair. Perfect. Although for that, you could just buy a real wheelchair and put it in the back. Yeah. Because if the cop checks either way, you're in trouble. Mm. But, you know, for outside people looking in.
Sure.
You could even use... Oh, no. I'm still trying to think about how to get in lines early at Disney World. And if you're, you know, disabled, you can get in there.
Yeah.
If you got a...
Movies, though.
Well, movies?
No, but anything. You just be like, look, my child really wouldn't appreciate a long wait, so would it be possible
if we... Yeah,
you know, how to have a spare movie seat either side of you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they might want to put your feet up or put your popcorn on later
and
on.
And no one wants to sit next to a stranger at the movies anyway.
That's right.
You could take up a whole row.
You take the, you know, the little baby carrier and stuff, just stick it there.
Oh, the baby carrier. Back. I didn't even think of the baby carrier. Then you don't even have to worry about people seeing the baby's face.
No, not at all.
Just put the shade down.
Mm.
All right, before we carry on, I want to talk about a real good business, our sponsor, HelloFresh, which is a food delivery service that provides you with fresh, delicious ingredients straight to your door with step-by-step instructions on how to turn those ingredients into a real delicious meal.
So that, is it tasty, though?
Oh, absolutely. The meals are healthy, they're really easy to make, and they're so delicious because they're so fresh.
And do they deliver like a week's or...?
Yeah, once a week you get a delivery of food and its ingredients straight to your door in a All your meals with instructions on how to cook those meals.
Have you done it before?
I have. And in fact,
did you make it well? Because I've seen your cooking and...
Well, thankfully, HelloFresh provides instructions
that... You need some help.
Even like an amateur like me can understand and make a delicious meal. In fact, last night we had Nonna's spaghetti. It was spaghetti with meatballs, delicious sauce.
Was it called Nonna's spaghetti?
It's called Nonna's spaghetti.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've wanted that for years.
We ate it as a family because Nonna loves a family meal. So that's how we had it. It was delicious.
Yeah. Well, this is suited to you, isn't it? Because you've wanted Nonna's spaghetti for years.
I've always wanted Nonna's spaghetti.
Talk about Nonna's spaghetti.
I live for Nonna's spaghetti.
We don't have a Nonna, nor do we have her spaghetti, but you've wanted it.
So you got
now
it in the
your
end.
Dream has come true.
If you want Nonna's spaghetti like I did, you can go to HelloFresh.com and you can enter the code SPR when you subscribe and you get $35 off your first week's delivery.
And are all the meals sort of heirloom recipe meals like Nonna's spaghetti? Or?
They're all within
Nan's,
the same category.
Nan's apple pie and...
All meals provided to you by an elderly grandparent in one way or another.
Yeah. HelloFresh. All fresh, all good.
Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, yeah. Babies. I'm trying to think of other benefits babies achieve you in the world. Because I feel like there's stuff...
Getting out, like, meeting. You bring the baby, put it down, you know, next to her, be like, I'm sorry, I had to bring him, you know, it's my night with him.
In the crib, in the little basket, you have a little
speaker.
Yeah. You go down to just give it a, give the chin a scratch and then it's meh, meh. You're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
And then, no, you know, executives want to have a baby crying
Nobody
in their meetings. I might just take him home, you know.
Yeah, and they're like,
you can fill me up this on Monday.
Exactly. Yeah. I like to imagine that person leaving and they're like, we all know that's an inflated baby.
She does it every time.
She's never attended a meeting the whole time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He looks out the window, sees her throwing it in the boot, squealing down the road to the
Ferrari.
Off to the beach or the pub.
We all know, but nobody's going to bring it up. Like, just let her have her fun, I guess. It'd be good for if you wanted to convince people that you had a lot of friends from afar.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a good purpose.
Like, if you wanted people to think you're...
Home alone and get, like, the dancing around your house.
Exactly. People are like, man, Ryder's having a party. And then you come to the door and you're like, yeah, sorry. It's real exclusive. You can't come in. I was even thinking...
You could scatter tinnies around your floor and have them all half drunk hanging out of the couch.
Yeah. Everyone passed out apart from me. So.
Everyone's still asleep, yeah. So you wanted to convince, you know, your wiener friends that you had a girlfriend, but you're a wiener yourself.
Oh, yeah, you know what you do. You put her here, cover her face, like she doesn't like photos.
Yeah, and then you take a photograph, send it to them. Mm. Oh, my God, they'd be so impressed.
Yeah.
Again, though, and this is the problem with all
you're
of them.
You're keeping it up.
You have to keep it up.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Once you've had a girlfriend once, you say that, oh, I broke up with her. She wasn't good enough for me.
She wasn't good enough for me.
You can't break up with a baby.
Well, can you?
Sorry, I lost it. I don't know. if you've got a baby, then you have to invent an ex-wife or an ex-partner.
Yes.
The new person doesn't want anything to do with them
That's right.
So they will never ask.
Yeah, so you can have the baby for the couple of years of the relationship as it starts, and then the little toddler who's annoying went off with the ex-partner.
They had to go. They had to move to Canada or whatever.
Yeah, they went with the ex-partner
to
South Africa.
Sorry, had
to
move to Canada, nothing I could do. You know how it goes. Yes, so a baby on the bus is good.
Yes.
We've got a lot of uses for your inflatable
friend. We're on this.
Baby on the bus, you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Socialize at a party.
Yeah.
From dad.
Very good.
You know, dads, you bring one of them to the party, you talk to them.
Because you don't want to be the party on your own.
People look at you and be like, wow, he's talking to someone.
Well, you good just don't feel out of place. And then when you find a real person,
you throw that one in the bush to get the night.
And... Like, what a conversation starter.
What, somebody comes over to you and you're like, they're like, this person's inflatable. You're like,
if you've got like an inflatable person at a party, everyone's going to love you anyway. Because you've got, you're the weirdo with the inflatable person.
You imagine when so the party popular. Gets rowdy and the inflatable guy's been passed Jump. Over.
Yeah, the time of his life. Do you guys also imagine having the blankest stares on their face? Yeah. Just like big wide eyes and a flat mouth. Another thing that I thought I just realized you could use them for. Say you want a lot of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel maybe embarrassed about ordering 4 Happy Meals.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
You have your car full of them. Yeah, you come in, you take it, you make a big show of being like, David, this was yours. Rebecca, I think
once you're around the corner, you reach
deflate them. That's all yours. You got away with it scot free.
You don't eat much. It's all for your friends.
You're like, I just have a salad.
Toss the salad at the window.
Throw the salad out of the window. You're there to eat. I think it's good as like a social awkwardness dampener for situations like that where you're like, oh, this is a bit embarrassing. You add another person to the mix.
Yeah. Once you're with company, you're not embarrassed. You're all right. Mm. On your own, things can be awkward.
At a party, if someone sees you with people,
even if they don't see you with people later,
they're like, this isn't a guy just standing by himself.
Yeah. He's popular. He's socially fine.
He'll be happy to chat to me. Then you can go over and say hello.
Yeah.
So that's stuff like that. And I guess it's social awkward dampening on the bus as well because you don't want to sit next to a stranger.
And you can move.
Especially,
to the other...
like, think of an international coach.
Oh, exactly. Oh,
yes. Hey, you know.
I feel like people buy tickets.
They're very cheap, though. Like, they're...
And the party thing, you know.
It'd be worth it for getting
for the
your
comfort.
Own...
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Especially if you. I was thinking about this when you were talking about, like, them having them rest up against the window, is what I thought you were initially going to suggest. If you could somehow in them have a bit of a bet.
Even just a nice. Even if. If you make like
a bit
their,
of a bed,
their torso is actually a pillow.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. So, say they've got a big coat on. Well, the collar of the coat is actually real comfy to lie on.
Yeah, so you can
bring
sleep.
An arm around, and maybe it acts as a kind of doona, and then you sleep on them.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think I'd love that on a plane because often you're next to someone you don't know.
Yeah, and you can never get comfortable. So
but if you've got somebody who you can just lie on.
Yeah, it's malleable.
And it's no, you know, like if you've got a real person, you have to worry about what they've
No,
want.
With this you're just using them to sleep.
He's designed your body shape.
Yeah, exactly. You go to Ryder Corp. We'll
custom design it.
Taylor.
Tailor-made friend just for you. Although, with sleeping on them, you're not in control of how visible they are to the rest of the plane.
No.
So you might wake up to everybody staring at you as your inflatable friend is all mangled and deflated.
His arm twisted around you.
Oh, you just shrink into your blanket. I'm trying to think of other uses. What else,
at the party, you know, like if you're talking with 3 or 4 inflatables, you can quickly move to another crowd.
And just leave him.
Just with my friends over there.
Or just stand there staring in the middle. Yeah, I'm just over here now. I'll probably go. How scary at a party. You're like, I don't know who to talk to. I'll go over to those guys. You go over there. Just... I'll leave you to it.
Even weird if no one else sees them. Like the guy that had them, took them home just after you left. Like, did anyone else see those? No?
Those weird guys just staring forward? No, I don't know what you're talking about. I think they were inflatable. I don't know.
I've heard that's a thing.
What about for like, I was going to say like inspections maybe, you know, as a way of pretending. I can't think of something though where you need more. Yeah?
Like Centrelink welfare. You've got a kid.
Yes.
The guy comes around. Oh, he's sleeping, you know.
There he is in the bed.
There he is.
Cheat the government good. But, like, you could do that for heaps of things. Oh, look, that's my...
Benefits.
My child there. Yes, that's my grandma. Yeah, she's in a wheelchair. She's asleep
currently. Yeah, I'm a full-time carer.
I look after her. You could live. You could make an earning of having inflatable friends. And that profit trickles back to you, right? It's in the... Your ivory tower.
Yeah, it's a beauty. It's really good.
So how much is one of them going to cost?
A baby, maybe $30.
Oh, man.
They're not going to be expensive.
Cheap.
Like, what
else?
Just,
why not? Yeah,
it's just a blow-up
cheap
thing.
Materials. Yeah. And, you know, you can obviously get
the
blankets and stuff.
Imagine going on a holiday and just being like, all right, hey, get the inflatable. What do we got? Inflatable wheelchair-bound nan. Bring that. Bring a couple of babies to throw around the beach. And then I got my carpool guys that we can lie on and drink our bloody pina coladas in the pool.
custom designed to her shape.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, so $30 for a baby, that's pretty cheap.
But that's just the absolute minimum baby. Yes. Like, you, baby obviously, you provide the blankets,
you're
the onesies.
You're not fooling anyone with that, really. Yeah.
This weird pink skin-colored doll, the joints sticking out everywhere.
I think you got an issue.
Yeah.
Punctures.
Ah, punctures.
Punctures.
And also, like, are these...
Like, think of pool toys. You have to be... You're rough with them. That's when they get punctured. Yeah. If you have this, you know...
Yes, that's right. You're not.
Even if you've got a slow leak, you're... Oh, hello. Just keep doing that every now and again.
I just got to breathe in the... You ever breathe in the back of your baby's head? It's just like, I feel such a bond. Yeah, well, no. True, like, that works. What about for, like, I want just a full-sized human being?
Full-sized human.
Just an adult.
Ooh, that's got to...
I feel like something in the realm of, like, 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah, I was going to say 80.
Yeah, I thought over 100. Like, right, how lifelike do you want these to look?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering as well, because a normal inflatable thing has
so
that,
you
like,
can have
weird
your budget
around the end.
Well, yeah, I don't know. See, I guess there'd be different models.
Yes, that's right.
Because you'd have the ones, the stuck ones, the ones that aren't blow up, the ones that are for if you're really committing to this.
I just want to look up how realistic, or like realistic inflatable person. I'm going to get sex dolls, but I'm
Well, that's
Been in the back of everyone's mind.
We all know that somebody
but it's
is
not
going
about to... that. This is purely social awkward situations.
Yeah. Realistic inflatable person. I'm just getting sex dolls. Okay. Yeah. Oh well, look at this one again. Yeah. Clearly a sex doll, but fairly realistic.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
realistic enough.
If that had a hoodie on,
and
was leaning against the window, you wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah, exactly. You would just you would it would never even enter your mind.
No.
Problem I was thinking is that the more popular your product becomes. Yeah,
that's the same with most of our things.
Well, like, most of our things
then.
Oh, are
then
tricks.
Everybody knows the cat's out of the bag, and so you've got to go.
A lot of our products rely on rusing.
But how, like, are you actually going to go up to someone and be like, I think that baby's not real? No, of course not.
Reach into the basket and pull the baby out.
You're just going to tell your wife or something on the way home.
Yeah, you're like,
I reckon, you know, that baby was a...
Yeah, there you go.
On the plane that
wasn't a real guy.
Inflatable baby.
And that's it. You'll forget about it the next day.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And wouldn't it be funny, though, to be on a bus with your inflatable, like, person? You look around, you're like, every person on this bus has an inflatable front.
This bus is like six people on this bus.
But then you're going to get, you know, people like the driver inspecting.
Mm. The driver's probably just going to be the real bus driver's at the beach.
I know. I was imagining the situation where you're like leaning in your inflatable one. You look at the person in front of you, you're like, they're inflatable.
So you look out the window.
The whole bus is
a guy walking his inflatable dog.
Every person, the bus is inflatable.
Helping an inflatable grandma across the road.
I was thinking inflatable pets. I feel like there's something to be done there.
Oh,
not really,
that's
though, because if you people that like pets are people that want to have a, you know, you see a dog, you want to muck around with the
dog. Yeah, there's no reason for having a dog. You don't achieve anything by pretending to have a dog.
Pretend dog.
Yeah,
no,
you're not getting anything out of that. Yeah. In fact, having the opposite, having no
but
dog
you
is
could
what
have,
you
like
out, really.
A lot of people do with taxidermy, is people whose dog has died.
Ah.
They could replace it with
get a fakie.
A replica inflatable.
We wouldn't have done that for follow, though. Like, they were like, how would you like to inflate your... No. Because then what if it punctures? You're like, oh, that's sad. I'm not happy about this.
Shriveled up.
The sun gets to it, it's all stuck together. And...
You would have to take care of these, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You couldn't be rough and tumble with them.
No.
Yeah, that you know, once you get home, you deflate it and put it away.
Put it
you don't.
In the drawer.
With a baby, you might be able to be a bit rough and tumble.
What's the point of that?
It's $30. Oh, I'm not gonna be, but I'm like, if I lose it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I do like the idea of taking them to the beach using them like water wings. Two babies on each arm so that I float in the sea. But if they're that realistic, then I think that's, and I think then $80 is pretty reasonable to pay for. I feel like one of those inflatable sex dolls costs more than that.
Oh,
so,
sure. Yeah.
But they're designed for more, evidently. And I'm assuming also if you get one that's tailor-made so that I can use it also as a bed,
then
a
bed?
Not like sleeping on a plane.
On a plane. Yeah, yeah. A lean thing.
The kind of thing where I can bring that, like maybe their coat extends into a blanket and their collar is like nice and pillowy.
Yeah.
So what are your models? Let's talk about your models.
Baby? So you've got the baby.
Yeah.
You've got the...
adult man and woman, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Old people that you're caring for, is that a thing?
For the welfare scam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the welfare scam. I guess. They'd, you know, they wouldn't be popular, but party we can mates? Do them.
That's... rowdy boys?
I don't think so. You got the guys in suits for the,
yeah, for the carpool.
For the carpool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the... also good for if you're having, inspections, what could you do? Yeah. Say you run a workplace that's not doing well.
Yeah.
But somebody's coming around to check your productivity, and you've cooked the books saying you got a lot of people working here.
Your cubicles
look like they're full of people.
Yeah.
You maybe, I guess, are pumping into the loudspeaker the sound of a busy office.
You know, it's another good one. Two guys, you put them on either side of you and you'd have take a piss in the public toilet.
No one wants the guy that stands right next to you. Yeah, that's right.
I like that because I like the idea of coming into a like public urinal and seeing a fellow down on one knee being like, right there, buddy?
Yeah.
And then, like, see, just watching. I don't think I'd, like, if I went into a public urinal and there was a guy with inflatable people next to him.
No, you're out of there.
I'd be like...
No, you wouldn't.
Here's your Disneyland one. Yeah. Holds the line for you.
Oh, that's good.
Spot holder.
How does he move?
He doesn't. Because you're only nipping, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean. So I go in with him. Then I'm like, oh, I really got to piss.
Yeah, you'd be like,
okay. Oh,
hey, friend, can you hold the line? No worries, buddy. Run off. But then, like, people are going to be like, excuse me, fella, and he's just going to fall off his side.
Well, they'd be the realistic ones. Yeah. They'd be the ones that you... I guess getting there.
Well, the non-realist wind is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
For the non-realist.
That'd be close.
But outside, you're not going to really take them outside.
No. Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Yes.
So how much, I mean, what do you need in terms of like manufacturing costs?
I don't know. Plastic's pretty cheap.
it's not hard to get plastic.
Just plastic and,
plastic and somebody who, maybe wigs. Did.
Yeah, wigs.
So you need a factory, basically, to pump these things out.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, they could be kind of mail order all over the place. Mm.
I feel like I'm imagining a website.
Yeah, you know. Website. Yeah.
Could I custom make one?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. I don't know why I'd do that, but, well, maybe if you've lied to your friends and told them that you know a famous person, give me a Gene Simmons one.
Gene Simmons.
That's a weird choice. I know Gene Simmons. What? There he is with his big top hat in the lounge room.
He comes over all the time. He's asleep at the...
You can't see him. He's sleeping. Can I wait around till he wakes up? He sleeps for a long time, Gene. He's a sleepy boy. He naps. So I think it's a pretty good business, like, overall. I can see. It's shady.
It's very dodgy. Of course.
That, like, at a certain point, we have to accept that most of our businesses are shady one way or another.
Yeah. But we're hitting some social truths about what people want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People don't want to sit next to someone they
people
don't sit.
Like people.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. They don't.
We've got to accept that as a society, that we sort of hate each other. And that's what your
on
products,
some level.
On some level, we're all a bit unhappy. We have to interact, and that's what your products are catering to. That particular facet.
So that's
of humanity.
Okay. We're just learning about ourselves, and we're dealing with it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So okay. So what do you want? What do you need?
Yeah. How much do you need from Pa and I?
I don't know. How much is a factory?
A lot.
I think you only really need one factory.
You don't need anything special in the factory.
And you could just start with babies.
Big tin shed, really.
Shed, a couple of conveyor belts, that's a
it.
Box.
All I need is a 3D printer.
No, you got to inflate it, though. I guess a 3D printer can print
it. I imagine Ryder sitting there by himself, stitching them together. Just like shoving them in the box.
Bits of plastic I'd found in the bin.
Band-aids all over your hands, a pile of babies in one
all
corner.
All the sheets of plastic, they're cutting
plastic bags.
Somebody get one being like,
big Sarah's scissors cutting up from babies. And a baby template and a cardboard.
You could do it on the cheap, though. That's a benefit of the whole
thing.
That's
all you're going to have is a cardboard template.
Yeah.
Cardboard
sew
template.
The bits of plastic.
Draw the baby's face. And ship them out. I reckon it's... So what do we reckon is a fair figure here?
I don't know.
What do you want?
An offer, because I got no clue.
Oh, well.
I'll give you...
I think 100 grand each. Right. Your way.
Yeah, yeah, 100 grand each and you're bloody in the money. You can retire 100, 200
you start, grand. You know, you don't have to, you start in your house somewhere. Mm.
And once you get staff pumping them out, you know.
Just market them and markets and stuff.
out of the boot of... I would not know what you were selling if I was in like a market and you were standing there waving an inflatable baby.
Like, out of the boot of your cash.
You're selling inflatable babies. I'll buy one.
No, you'd have all the pictures around there.
Yeah, you'd
have all the pictures, a little brochure, yeah.
Plus, if it's just you starting out, you could be like, you know, has this ever happened to you? Mm. You've been trapped on the bus with a smelly person when you're like a baby in a basket. Do you provide the basket?
No, because it's not a basket. It's like, you know, those little baby characters.
Yeah, but that's
better. You provide all that.
I could.
The whole, you could.
It's extra, of course, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like you would, I'd pay for it because I feel like it's cheaper coming from you than from like a...
I doubt it. You should go to like the cheapo place, get a Savers, you get it all.
Yeah, you get it all easy.
Yeah, fair
enough. We don't tell you that, but you could.
Yeah. I'm sold. I can
I'm in, yeah,
grand.
Yeah, yeah, go for
it's
it.
It's a bloody brilliant business.
Boom.
And to think you were going to call it the Bus Corps.
I don't think that name's going to fly.
No.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
That was just good business.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.